97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Today, my guest is Lily Engelhardt, who is the owner of Lily Engelhardt Fine Art Portraiture. Lily, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Sharon.
Great. Lily, one of my favorite people. Tell us, what is your business?
So, Sharon, there are two main things that we do at Lily Engelhardt Fine Art Portraiture. The first thing is that we are dedicated to creating truly exquisite and heirloom paintings and photographic portraits of you and those you love most. And this is artwork that you will love today, but will also carry your personal history forward to the next generation. And it's just something we're very passionate about. The other thing that we do is we are very dedicated as well to supporting the community. So in 2014, we actually decided to center our business around giving back. And at that time, we set ourselves a goal of donating $250,000 of goods and services to local nonprofits and charities. Wow. And we've made that an annual goal.
Yes.
So we set the goal and kind of went, oh my goodness. How do we do that? But it has been such an amazing journey. The people we have met, the good that we've seen being done in the world, it's absolutely amazing.
That is bravo to you. You said heirloom. Let's go back to point number one.
Yes.
Define heirloom for us.
So heirloom, by heirloom, we mean portraiture that is going to live on forever. So our goal is to get people to slow down and stop and connect with who you are and the love that you feel in your family and the emotions and the connections in a really powerful, permanent way.
Beautiful. Now I understand heirloom. I thought I did, but just to make sure. Lily, why did you start your business?
Well, I've always loved art. And my mother is a painter, an oil painter, and a big inspiration to me. I spent most of my career in the technology business. And I always did photography on the side, working with friends and whatnot. And I finally came to a point in my life where I could slow down a bit and focus on my passion and my calling.
When did you know you had this calling?
I started becoming more serious about photography in the late 1990s. And around 2000, I became very serious about it.
Got it. To do what you do, Lily, do you have to have certain certifications or certain education to qualify you to do this?
Well, I take the training and education quite seriously. So the Professional Photographers of America has a certification program that I went through, and it was a very rigorous, good training. It focused on the technical aspects of photography as well as the creative and artistic aspects. So I've gone through the certification process, and right now I'm working on my master's program through the same organization.
Oh. So, out of full disclosure, I have to tell our audience, I've seen Lily's work and it is spectacular. Lily, who is your ideal client?
I'd say our ideal client is a person who loves fine art and wants a very personal piece of fine art. So a piece of fine art that features the people who are most important in their lives.
Beautiful. Yeah. Do you focus on families, pets, individuals, groups? What's your specialty?
All of the above.
All of the
above. We do a lot of work with families. We do a lot of work with individuals, children, babies, pets.
Pets?
We do a lot of work with pets.
Yes.
Yes, we love that.
How do you train to do pets?
I've always loved working with animals, so I guess it's come pretty naturally.
What is the process when someone contacts you to say, Lily, I want my picture done? Tell us the soup to nuts process that you have.
So we like to start out with a design appointment. And during the design appointment, it gives us a chance to get to know each other and to ensure that we create exactly the portraits that you would like to have created. And we can talk about clothing and all the questions you might have. And then after that, we'll schedule your portrait sitting, which can either be in our studio or at the Arboretum in Chapel Hill. And about a week after that, we can share your portraits with you. So you can view them. We have a software system that will allow you to view your portraits in your own environment. And we help you make a selection.
You said in your own environment. Does that mean that you can, I think this is an obvious question. You can take photos in your studio or go to where the client would like to have the picture taken?
Sorry, Sharon, I wasn't clear about that. What I meant was we have a very special software system that would allow us to upload a snapshot you would take of your living room. We can upload that into our software system, and we would project that onto the wall and allow you to see your portrait exactly how it would look on your wall.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I misunderstood that. I'm glad you clarified that for the audience.
Yeah.
That's different.
And we find it very useful because it's hard to imagine what size or how many or which wall and where you would like to feature your portrait. So we found it to be very, very helpful.
Thank you. What sizes do you provide for the final product?
It can really be any size that works.
Any size.
We can print up to life size if you would like.
Really?
So we work with our clients to find the perfect size. Some of those sizes will be tabletop sizes. Some of them will be wall portraits that can go on a small wall. Some of them will be larger pieces for a large wall or a mantle. It really depends on what our clients are looking for.
And how much lead time should a potential client have before they contact you, before they call in the sitting?
Oh, anytime.
One day, I can call you 2 weeks?
You can call any time, and we would just need the time to set up the design appointment, and then portrait sittings can take place within a week after that.
Okay.
And then you would come back 1 week later to view the portraits.
Got it. Lily, why don't you give us your contact information, please?
So we are located at 630 Weaver Dairy Road in Cedar Falls Courtyard. Our web address is www.lilyengelhart.com. And I'm going to spell that because
that what you think.
We try and mix everybody up with my name. So it's LILIENGELHARDT.com. And if you want to reach us by phone, it would be 919-883-4876.
Say that one more time.
Yes, it's 919-883-4876.
Got it. Lily, are your hours 9 to 5 or whatever the customer said they want to come in?
We work during the week from 8 until about 3, and we do on certain days have later appointments and on certain Saturdays of the month.
Got it. Lily, are you a member of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce?
I am. I am. I love what the Chamber does. It is an amazing organization, and I love seeing the involvement of the community, and it's a great organization.
When did you start this business?
This business was started in 2011.
2011?
Yes.
Okay, was it started right in Chapel Hill?
It was started in Chapel Hill.
Okay. Did you change locations from the place one to place two, or has it always been where it is right now?
It's always been where it is.
It is.
Yes.
Lily, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about your fabulous business.
Wonderful.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is the fabulous Lily Engelhart, who is the owner of Lily Engelhart Fine Art Portraiture. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Lily Engelhart, who is the owner of Lily Engelhart Fine Art Portraiture, located right here in Chapel Hill. Lily, when we spoke earlier, you mentioned that your business has a goal to give $250,000 a year back to the community. Wow, that is such an ambitious goal. Tell me, how's it working and have you made it?
It is an amazing journey. We have met the most amazing people, and the good that is being done out in the world is just quite extraordinary. And in terms of how we give back, we don't have a set program. We like to meet with our charity partners and sit down and really understand what it is they're doing, how they're working with the community, and how we can support them. And sometimes that might be through fundraising or through thanking people who are supporting them. And sometimes it might be through creating portraits that they can use or creating portraits that would delight the people who are receiving their services. So one morning, for example, we worked with the Ronald McDonald House of Durham, and we created a whole portrait morning for people and their families who were staying at the house that they could take with them.
Oh.
And it was our gift, and it was so moving, and these families were so strong.
Yes.
It was truly amazing.
That almost brings tears to my eyes. I can imagine the looks on the people's faces when you contribute this to them. That's that changes their world.
And it's an honor. It's an honor for us.
Right.
And there's another way that we also give back. We've created a newsletter called The Giving Story, and we like to feature someone who has received a benefit from a local charity and create a really compelling, unforgettable portrait. And if the charity then has a story that can go along with it, we can put those together and get the word out about the good that is being created by that organization.
Now, the newsletter was called
The Giving Story.
Giving Story. How do people get a hold of the newsletter?
There's a copy of it on our website, and we'll also have hard copies available, and then the charity would also have copies available. So we just try and get it out as much as we can, just so that people see what's happening out there and see the good that's being created.
Speaking of your website, please tell our audience your contact information, including that website.
The website is www.lilyengelhart.com, and that is LilyEngelhart.com.
Got it. LilyEngelhart.com.
Yes.
Right. And your phone number, twice?
It's 919-883-4876.
Got it.
And that's 919-883-4876.
Thank you so much for doing that for the community. That is just amazing. I don't know how many other companies do that, but from your heart, this was your idea to give back. How did you come up with the number 250,000?
Well, we wanted to do something really big.
Big, audacious.
Big. We thought if we're going to do it, let's really do it.
My God.
And then afterwards, we thought, what have we done? How do I do this? But it got us to be very creative and create some really exciting programs.
And still be a profitable company.
Yes.
That's amazing. Yes. How many people work with you, for you, whatever?
Well, Daniela Waterhouse and I are the main owners of the business, and we have three others who are working with us right now.
How do you keep up with what's happening in your industry as far as portraiture? I can imagine what was done in 1950 compared to 2016, 2017, 2018, whatever, is going to be different. How do you keep up, or is there change?
There is a lot of change. There's a lot of change in the industry. We've gone from the old days of film to expensive digital cameras, and now to everybody having a camera on the phone. And we've seen a lot of change, and it's pretty exciting what's happening out there. I belong to the Professional Photographers of America and the Professional Photographers of North Carolina, which is a part of the Professional Photographers of America. And they are great organizations that keep us all in the loop and build community for the photographic industry.
As a businesswoman, what do you find to be your biggest challenge or struggle?
I would say for the business, it's really just getting the word out there. Reaching people, letting them know what we do and our approach to portraiture, and getting the word out there about the work that we're doing in the community.
That's a struggle, by God. So word of mouth, as well as let people just know that you're out there.
Yeah.
I imagine anybody who sees any of your work would have friends to say, my goodness, where'd you get that? And that would be the word of mouth, ideally, to get you more business. To get that $250,000 to get back to the community.
Exactly.
My goodness. What do you like about what you do, Lily?
I just love capturing who people really are, their expressions, you know, seeing the true essence of who people are, seeing the true emotion, and capturing that in a way that will live on for generations.
I've seen some of your art, and it is amazing to me how you do capture. Do you have a secret that you can tell the world as to how you capture that look? Because people just are seeing the light they could never even imagine themselves looking until you capture them. How do you do it?
It's just really an intuitive feel and a connection that I have. And I will say, you know, the training that I went through with the Professional Photographers of America, combining the technical aspects of creating a truly artistic portrait with pushing my own creativity and artistry was a great combination. I think from there, it's really just practicing and connecting with the people who are in our studio with us and the flow of the moment.
Have you ever had a client who said, I don't like any of these, Lily. Can we start all over? Does that ever happen?
Thank goodness that has not happened.
Wonderful. I mean, knock on wood.
Exactly. Exactly.
It says a lot about the quality of your work.
Thank you.
How did you learn to be a businesswoman?
So I have an MBA, and that taught me a lot about the big business. And I took a lot of those lessons and learnings and translated it to the business I'm running now.
Are you a Chapel Hill native?
I'm not a Chapel Hill native, but I love Chapel Hill. And we transplanted here in 2009, and our children are part of the school system, and we love the community here.
Why Chapel Hill?
Partly because of the schools, partly because of the community itself. The people here have been so interesting and diverse, and it's a wonderful community.
Do you know it's called the South Side of Heaven, right? Now, they're real. Lily, let's take a break, and when we come back, let's hear more about your business.
Wonderful.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Lily Engelhardt, who is the owner of Lily Engelhardt Fine Art Portraiture. We have more to talk about. Please stay with us. We are back. My guest today is Lily Engelhardt, who is the owner of Lily Engelhardt Fine Art Portraiture. Lily, we talked about the types of portraits that you do. What about business portraits? Is there such a thing called business portraits?
Oh, Sharon, that's a great question. I forgot to cover that. We do a lot of business portraits for generally the business community. Sometimes people need business portraits for a business card, or they'll need it for a website, or you know, other types of communication. So we do a lot of work creating business portraits for all different kinds of industries.
Very good. I didn't think about that. Business cards.
Yeah.
I imagine realtors must love you because some of their pictures are 30 years old and you can bring them up to date with something fabulous.
We love bringing them up to date.
Thank you. And I'm assuming you don't do weddings. You're portraits. People sit.
That's right.
Very good.
That's right.
Clear on that.
Yes.
You mentioned your charity work. Would it help you to ask our audience about getting other charities that you can help out?
Oh, thank you for thinking of that, Sharon. Yes, actually, we are always looking for great charity partners to work with and other ways that we can support the community. So if there are charities that are close to your heart, we would love to know about them so that we can see if there's a way that we can support them.
How should they contact you?
They can either contact us on our website at www.lilyengelhardt.com. There is a contact form, or they can call us at the studio at 919-883-4876, and we would love to hear about them.
That, I think, will help so many people that expect some phone calls, Lily. Lily, your name, Lily Engelhardt, isn't what folks expect to see as far as the spelling. Could you very carefully, again, spell your first and last name for our audience?
Yes, it's LILIENGELHARDT.
DT, that's right. So Lily, LILI.
That's right.
Start with that. Very good. Let's talk about the future of your business and the future of portraiture. Do you ever see it going out of style?
That I can't imagine. When you look at the way that people relate to pictures, especially now with camera phones and whatnot, portraiture and capturing those who are important to us is becoming more and more important, I believe, both digitally and in the home and in the office.
I'm seeing more pictures on canvas. What's this with the canvas as opposed to matte and glossy?
Yes.
Is that a new trend?
Well, we do a lot of work on canvas, and it can give a much more painterly feel, a more timeless feel. But at the end of the day, whether you're looking for a canvas or a classic print, it's really a question of taste.
Does it last as long?
Absolutely.
I think it lasts longer.
Absolutely.
And there's no
yes.
glass over that canvas. The canvas is what's front facing, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And we really love not to have glass between people and their portraits because we really are about that connection without any glare or distractions.
Got it. Well, Lily, let's end on that note. You've been a joy to talk to listen to hear about your beautiful business. And to our audience, you have to go to her website and see the fabulous work that she does. Lily, thank you for coming and talking with us.
Thank you, Sharon.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been Lily Engelhart, owner of Lily Engelhart Fine Art Portraiture. That's our show for today. This is Sharon Hill. Thank you so much for listening.